Welcome back, children of the revolution, to the audio anthology and educational program. What you're not listening to here on Ace Spades PDX via Blueberry Podcasting or Apple Podcasts or Google Play, Spotify, download on your Android device or RSS feed. I'm your host, Daddy Ben Bear, also your writer, researcher, engineer, whatever, baby. It's totally DIY. And I'd like to remind everyone about a few things. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month, and today our program focuses on dancing away Alzheimer's. This year's annual Alzheimer's Prevention Show is seeking a specific audience, those who were alive when these songs were new. That doesn't mean the rest of you can't have some fun, children. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. Many people do not think of the disease until someone either close to them or famous becomes afflicted, like the news last year of former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor revealing her condition. The thing is, according to the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, after the age of 65, the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease doubles approximately every 5 years. The older you become, the higher the risk. 1 in 20 people over age 65 have the disease. And sadly, 1 in 4 over the age of 85 has Alzheimer's. What this means, baby boomers are most likely to develop disease or already be unknowingly afflicted with it. There are only treatments currently and no known cure. However, scientific research has shown that dancing may help prevent the disease by utilizing the brain's neuroplasticity and increased oxygen intake to the brain via aerobic exercise. Dancing is amazing because it requires no special equipment, no formal training, and regardless of skill level, anyone can find a way to dance. So, with these things in mind, I present a special show this year for those of you who were alive when these songs on the playlist were brand new. R&B, funk, and soul tracks about specific dance moves by black artists to attempt to at least find something you might like here to help you towards wellness. And with Thanksgiving just around the corner, a bonus opportunity to work off some of those extra calories and teach the grandkids something special and fun. I'm going to be kicking it off with a band whose lead singer is considered one of the greatest songwriters in history. And which is interesting because this song was not written by him, but by the production team of Holland, Dozier & Holland at the Motown label during the early 60s. This is The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson on vocals with Mickey's Monkey. And in fact, it is the one and only Smokey Robinson you're going to hear next.
All right, is everybody ready?
is smart. Makes you feel so good. To do.
You move it to the left. Yeah, through the Harlem Shuffle. Oh, through the go-go bop, shimmy, shimmy, bop. Sitting in a native hut all alone in blue. Sitting in a native hut wondering what to do. Along came a native girl, did a native dance. It was like in paradise, put me in a trance. Going shimmy, shimmy, go-go bop, shimmy, shimmy, bop. Shimmy, shimmy, go-go bop, shimmy, shimmy, bop.
Nervous when you're in your seat. Take off your shoes and pat your feet. We're doing a dance that can't be beat. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight. Threw away a wig and her house sneakers too. She was doing a dance without any shoes. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. She was barefootin'. Hey little girl with your red dress on, I bet you can barefoot all night long. Take off your shoes and throw them away. Come back and get them another day. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. We barefootin'. Everybody get barefooted. Take off your shoes. He said to Sue, if I barefoot, would you barefoot too? Sue told John, I study stew. I was barefooting ever since I was two. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. They was barefooting. We barefooting.
And welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades via Blueberry Podcasting. Still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., on our first annual... Yes, there'll be more of these as long as I keep podcasting. Alzheimer's Prevention and Awareness Program, and we are helping to fight Alzheimer's, specifically geared toward baby boomers, people who were alive when these songs were new, because dancing, supposedly, as people with much more education than I do and skin in this game tell us that it may actually help prevent the disease. So with that in mind, let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off was The Miracles, Mickey's Monkey. Following that was The Wah Watoopsie by The Orlans. This was the first national hit and gold record for this Philadelphia-based vocal group, who would go on to record 2 more million sellers. In fact, it wasn't even their first appearance on a dance theme song either. They sang the backup on vocals on Dee Dee Sharp's Mashed Potato Time. Following that was Archie Bell and the Drills, Tighten Up, a vocal group from, you guessed it, Houston, Texas. This Atlantic act had one of the biggest hits with this dance song in the spring of 1968. Backing the group were the TSU Tornadoes, who would score several R&B instrumentals of their own. After that, Bob and Earl, the Harlem Shuffle. That's Bobby Bird and Earl Nelson to their parents. This wasn't the first hit for Bird, though. His biggest success came several years earlier with Rockin' Robin under the stage name Bobby Day. This track would later be covered by the Rolling Stones in the mid-1980s. Following that, Funky Broadway by Wilson Pickett. Known as the Wicked Pickett for his down-and-dirty vocal delivery, he was another Atlantic act that scored several huge smashes for the label, including 2 bona fide all-time classic R&B songs, In the Midnight Hour and another dance track, Land of a Thousand Dances. Following that was The Locomotion by Little Eva. Eva Boyd was a teenager when she cut this track, a number one pop and R&B smash in 1963. It was also the very first number one single to be written by the songwriting team of Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Turns out, Little Eva was their babysitter. After that, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees Little Anthony and the Imperials cut an impressive string of early rock and roll singles. Among their other well-loved songs is Tears on My Pillow, a stone-cold doo-wop classic. After that, Barefootin' by Robert Parker. A New Orleans native, this was Parker's biggest hit. He originally wasn't a singer, though. He got his start in professional music as a saxophone player with Professor Longhair's band, playing on the single Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Following that was Major Lance, The Monkey Time. Hailing from Decatur, Georgia, Major Lance, his real name, sang several huge R&B hits in the 1960s, including this smash written by Curtis Mayfield. Also in the 60s, Lance toured England with a band called Bluesology, which featured a very young Elton John on keyboards. After that was The Larks with The Jerk. Not to be confused with the Meadowlarks or the Four Larks. There are also Orioles and Ravens groups as well, guys. This was the only hit for this Los Angeles-based vocal group. The actual dance this was based on is very similar to The Monkey, which also started a whole wave of jerk dance numbers. And yes, all these artists are black, and all these are from the 60s. Yes, keeping a theme here. And continuing with that, was an artist best remembered for his song The Twist, a number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart twice, once in 1960 and the other in 62. And our next artist performed a truckload of other dance team numbers, including this smash, as well as Let's Twist Again and The Pony. This is Chubby Checker with Limbo Rock, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
All around the limbo clock. Now, hey, Get yourself a limbo, girl. Give that chick a limbo whirl. There's a limbo moon above. You will fall in limbo love. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick. Jack go on the limbo stick. All around the limbo clock. Hey, let's do the limbo rock. Don't move that limbo bar. You'll be a limbo star. How low can you go?
They don't wear that smirk, 'cause they know I'm the king of the moon. kiss my baby straight.
just wait and see.
Welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to the audio educational anthology series, What You're Not Listening To. Thank you for sticking around. I hope you're having a great time. Remember, again, Thanksgiving is next week, and you need to work off some of those extra calories. Have some fun with the grandkids and learn something new. I mean, dancing is just amazing. Anyone can do it. So let's recap what we've heard before we get into our grand finale here, shall we? I'm still your host, Daddy Ben Bear, by the way. Kicked it off with Limbo Rock by Chubby Checker. Following that was Cool Jerk by the Capitals. Originally, this song was called The Pimp Jerk and featured a thrusting of the hips, very suggestive and controversial for its time. Renamed the Cool Jerk in order to play on commercial radio stations, this group from Detroit was secretly backed by Motown house band The Funk Brothers. Following that, Mashed Potato Time by Dee Dee Sharp. Amazing how these songs just kind of interweave with each other, isn't it? And Dee Dee Sharp was originally from Philadelphia, and she can not only boast being on a truckload of other dance theme records, including Do the Bird, she even recorded a duet with Chubby Checker called Slow Twisted. After that was Marvin Gaye with Hitchhike. This was the very first Billboard Top 40 single for Gaye, one of many. Backing him are the Marvelettes, an early success on the Motown label. By the way, Marvin Gaye didn't get started as a singer. He was a drummer, and he was the drummer for the Marvelettes. There originally wasn't a dance called The Hitchhike, so he invented one, which caught fire after being featured on American Bandstand. After that was Shake Your Hips by Slim Harpo. For fans of this program, you've heard this name before. Harpo was originally a bluesman, scoring hits like I'm a King Bee. This was one of several mid-60s rock and R&B hits for Harpo, with this one even being covered by the Rolling Stones on their double album Exile on Main Street. After that, Finger Poppin' Time by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. This band was one of the original all-black, fully-formed bands in the early days of rock and roll and scored a string of classics. Their first big break came with Annie Had a Baby. She Can't Work No More. Can't even make this up. But Ballard's biggest claim to fame is writing The Twist, famously covered by, you guessed it, Chubby Checker. After that, Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Oh, yes. Born in Blytheville, Arkansas, and raised in South Bend, Indiana, Autry DeWalt Mixon Jr., better also known as Junior Walker, ended up singing on this track quite by accident. The singer for his band was late, and Motown head Berry Gordy didn't want to waste any more studio time, so Walker became the group's de facto lead singer in an instant. After that, Doing the Banana Split by the Banana Splits. And though history has somehow forgotten who actually sang on this track, it is rumored that it was the vocal band The Olympics, who had scored a hit with Western movies early in the decade. The Banana Splits were actually a fake band made up for a popular children's television show. What is known, though, the one and only Barry White wrote this early in his career. And the song we just heard, Ike and Tina Turner, Shake a Tail Feather. There are a whole lot of middle-aged, white, cisgender, straight, male music historians who would have you believe there was terrible music between the years 59 through 64 before the arrival of the Beatles. I have four words for you. Ike and Tina Turner. Enough said. And we're going to be finishing it all up here with, oh my God, I knew this had to be the last song, yeah, because it's just a smoker. And dance theme songs fell out of favor by and large by the end of the 60s, but no one seemed to tell that to our last artist. Even if they had, trust me, he has always, always followed his own muse. Starting with this release, he quickly became known by his most famous title, which was one of many, The Godfather of Soul. And if you have questions, feedback, love letters and requests, and dedications are always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page or via email at daddybenbear@gmail.com. Love to you all. And a little something I'm going to drop on y'all. Next week, we're going to be featuring Tina Turner. This is Mother Popcorn by James Brown. And love to you all.
Somebody dug me. Said, now I see what you were doing, brother. Still ahead of me. But when I get burnt, I use a cell. And when I want my loving, my mother, she got to have. See?